It is a bright but cold Friday across the Northeast. In many ways, it is deceptive as you look outside from indoors. We're looking at a good deal of sunshine, just a few clouds in the mix, but that chill continues to have a firm grip on our weather, with high temperatures this afternoon running in the teens and 20s, and it has been a bit breezy at times, making it feel a bit cooler than the actual thermometer temperatures. Now, we are watching an area of high pressure that will continue to build in from the west. It's likely to track to the south of the Great Lakes tonight, so we'll still have some wind this evening. The wind will tend to diminish as the night moves along and turn less gusty. The sky will be partly cloudy to mostly clear, and we're looking at low temperatures to be generally in the range of about 0 to 10 below 0. A few spots, especially south of Albany, might stay above 0, but in our colder locations, we have the potential to reach about 15 below 0 tonight. A few spots could be a few degrees colder than that. And then as we work into the day tomorrow, high pressure will continue to build in from the west, so we're expecting a good deal of sunshine through the day, but it's going to be another cold day, with temperatures running in the upper teens to lower and mid-20s, and again we'll have a bit of a breeze at times, making it feel a few degrees cooler. Then conditions turn a bit stormy early next week. On Sunday, clouds will thicken as our next storm system approaches from the west, and we'll see an area of light snow develop from west to east across our area, and that snow will continue Sunday night into at least the first part of the day on Monday. There's still the potential for some mixing in areas, especially south of Albany, that could cut down on the snowfall accumulation in those areas, but in the areas that stay all snow, we're expecting about 2 to 5 inches of snow accumulation, so it's not a big snowstorm by any stretch, but it is likely to impact Monday morning's commute. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear and cold, low 0 to 10 below 0. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 18 to 24. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear and cold, low 0 to 10 below 0. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 18 to 24. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear and cold, low 5 below 0 to 5 above 0, and for tomorrow, mainly sunny, high in the 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear and cold, low 0 to 10 below 0, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, high 18 to 24. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly cloudy with light snow developing, high in the mid-20s to lower 30s, and on Monday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow or snow showers during the morning, then some sunny breaks by afternoon, windy with highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.